Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. Our next guest is Claire Imamura. She's here to talk about some youth art activities on Saturday at the Andrew P. Kacheverov State Library Archives and Museum, and other stuff going on there across Nimbus from us. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to have us. So you are the public services librarian, and you help organize events like these, like the event with Able on Saturday. Tell us about that. You want to start there?
Sure. So on Saturday, Able Ryan is hosting two workshops for kids. It's about salmon and how salmon have influenced art and technology in Alaska. And then he's going to lead some formline design activities and also share some of his work in formline with participants. So those activities are for ages 6 to 9 are from 10 a.m. to noon, and then ages 9 to 18 from 1 to 3 p.m. And both of those workshops still have room. They are free, but we recommend that you register so that you secure a spot, and you can do that by calling the museum's front desk at 465-2901.
465-2901 to register for either of those on Saturday. And we were hoping to speak with Abel today to learn more about him. He's busy teaching in Sitka right now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we were hoping to reach him, but he wasn't available. But he will be back by Saturday and ready to teach everyone about salmon and formline.
Are you able to describe a little bit about his work or what you know of him? Or?
Yeah, I mean, yes, I can do that. He is a local artist, and he's very prolific. I'm sure many people have seen his work around town. He was born in Ketchikan and was raised in Metlakatla. He is a member of the Lac-Seeboug clan, and he has bachelor's degrees in liberal arts with a minor in art and fine arts in native art studio and printmaking. He has done a lot of workshops with the museum in the past and also with our sister museum, Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka. So he's a great friend to us, and we're really excited to have him leading a workshop this weekend.
All right. So that's on Saturday. We'll come back to the details in a minute and how to register and the phone number. Get your pens ready. What else is going on, Claire?
So later in the month, we have two more youth activities, and those are around the museum's octopus project, which we're trying to get the word out. It's a giant North Pacific octopus. It's Aaron had a great phrase for it. It's a large and marvelous creature sculpture. And that's going into the museum's children's room in April. So April 1st, Friday, is the unveiling of that. But the community has an opportunity to come and help build that octopus. And the youth activities are to learn about octopus from a couple of local biologists. Sherry Timoney and Riley Woodford will be there to teach kids about octopus and about ocean science. And then we'll have an art portion where Tana Peters will help kids create really unique and artistic suckers that will go on the octopus. And so we invite kids to be a part of that. They'll be able to see their work in the kids' room on the octopus for the foreseeable future, for years to come. And that is the registration is the same, 465-2901. And we have two age groups, and this part is a little bit confusing. Ages 6 to 9, March 23rd, 10 to noon, or March 30th, 1 to 3. And then ages 9 to 12, March 23rd, 1 to 3, or March 30th, 10 to noon. So if you have something every Saturday afternoon and you can't come on afternoons, then we're giving a 9 to 12-year-old an option to come in the morning.
Got it. And to see these times in print, where's the best way to see that? On your Facebook page or?
Yeah, it is on the museum and the library's Facebook pages, and then also at our website, lam.alaska.gov. That's L-A-M, Library Archives Museum.alaska.gov.
And like you said, this is a way for kids to actually have something that's in the museum that
that's
will be there for years, like you said. Sounds like fun. Okay, so work on the octopus or make art with Abel on Saturday. What else is going on?
Well, we have one more program in our youth activity program for this year, and that's a dinosaur drawing with Ray Troll. That will be March 4th It will coincide with the opening of his exhibit, Cruising the Fossil Coastline. Ray Troll is so much fun, and it's so fun to draw with him. We know there's going to be a lot of interest in that, so keep your eye out for that workshop. That's going to be May 4th.
Okay. Well, lots going on at the museum next door. Claire, again, where's the best place to see all of this in print? Or in digital print, so to speak.
Yeah. So we have a newsroom. It's lamb.alaska.gov/press, and that's where we put up press releases and announcements for our activities from each of our sections, the library, archives, and museum. So check it out there.
Or call 465-2901.
That's right.
To register and pry for more information. Claire Mamura, thank you so much for coming on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
No, thanks. I hope that you all come and see the octopus. It's on display now. Aaron's working on it actively every afternoon. So come by the museum any afternoon or Saturdays, 10 to 4.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Lost in the moment, I may well just be. Some of your thoughts won't follow me. 7-day storm, true tragedy. Bail me gently afloat, I should be.